Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, I had a dream last night, and in that dream, my parents were there. And you know what my parents were telling me? They were saying, Albert, okay, that's my actual first name. It's Albert. Nobody calls me Albert except for my parents, and usually when I got into trouble. But let me get back to the dream. Albert, there's a right way and a wrong way to do things. You know, my parents would tell me that time and time and time again, because as I was growing up, I usually figured out what the wrong way to do things was, and I would have to be corrected by my parents. I think life is like that. I think life is very much like that. There's a right way to do things, and then there's every other way, which is usually the wrong way. And to help qualify my point, I've asked Lee Reeves to come on for the first part of the show. Now, Lee is one of our, we call him a life changer, because he's one of the guys that teaches you all the right ways to invest in residential income producing properties. So there's really nobody better qualified than Lee to assist me with telling you what right looks like. Lee, am I on track?
I think you're exactly on track, Al. Thanks for having me on. And your conversation reminds me of the constant conversations I have with my five-year-old son. And, you know, we say, Archer, that's just not the right way to do it. And maybe really in real estate, it's there's a lot of right ways. There's a few right ways, and there's a lot of wrong ways. But sometimes it may be better put to say there's a better way. And that's what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. And we refer to it as having a map. Right? Because with a map, you can get to where you want to go. And that's what we teach at Lifestyles. We teach a map.
It's always good to have you here because, first of all, I get somebody to bounce ideas off of. And I don't always get everything right. But isn't that part of our culture, a part of our community, the ability to share information with each other?
It's 100% part of our community. And in fact, I was just reading a series of emails with some investors within Lifestyles, and they were talking about a subject on multifamily properties. And, you know, have you guys done this? And a lot of people chimed in and said, yes, I have done that. And this I found was effective and that wasn't. And we constantly have conversations like that so that we're doing things in a better way all the time.
So what are we doing right now in the Lifestyles Unlimited community so that we can all focus on that better approach?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, we've got a lot of things coming up, and I love coming on every month to talk about what's going on with national events. And so we're online, and we're doing a lot of things online. We're starting to do things in person again, but it's all geared toward further educating ourselves on what the better approach is, what the right way is to go on the map. And so if you want to check out Lifestyles, and I'm talking to the audience here, and learn the five ways that we make money in real estate, if you want to learn the seven principles we use to provide for our families and to run our businesses, and if you want to see how the numbers really work in single family and multifamily case studies, you need to know that we have some free workshops. This is done by webinar, okay? And you can register for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. We also have a case study where we go through a couple single family examples, the numbers, the pictures, and you can even ask questions. And we go through a multifamily example. And then following that is our regular Saturday, Sunday, 2-day financial freedom seminar. And I'm really excited, Al, to get back to the 4-part series that I'll be teaching. We pick 4 evenings. And we go through everything that we would go through on the 2-day, but we do it in the evenings instead. If you want to register for the Financial Freedom Seminar, go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. And the promo code is DEL, DEL, GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. promo code Dell. And then a couple other things I want to mention, Al. We've got some national member events, and I love that we've got some in-person meetups coming up. Central Texas, Indianapolis, and then I'm really excited about this one because I happen to live in Tennessee, but we have a Colorado group and our Tennessee group getting together. It's a combined virtual meetup, and we are analyzing the Tennessee market. And then we've got an acquisition road trip. There is a webinar about how to negotiate a commercial real estate loan. Guys, spring is here, and it's time for Tulips Outside and for you to grow and bloom, okay? Join us this month, right, to get started in real estate. You got to get up to speed with education from Lifestyles Unlimited.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more, because what I'm going to talk about for the rest of the show is the fact that there are people out there looking for information and they're looking for advice and they're turning to different sources. And I will tell you this, Lee, some of those sources are very, very dangerous. So when we come back from the break, we're going to get into the right and the wrong, and we'll talk about the better way. Stick around.
Dell Lumsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So we're going to talk about the right way, the wrong way, and like Lee mentioned in the first segment, the better way to approach real estate investing. And before we even talk about any of that stuff, the first thing that I need to tell you is that you really, really, truly need to seek out and acquire a qualified education in how to invest correctly. Because if you're not educated with regards to how to invest correctly in real estate, you're treading into dangerous waters. There could be sharks in there. There could be piranhas in there. There could be things you don't want to deal with in there. And that's why education is important. Now, time and time again, I find individuals that are interested in pursuing real estate investing. And a lot of those individuals, they turn to some of these different message boards that are out there because they're seeking information. They have really good questions. But the problem with these message boards or bulletin boards or whatever we call these things nowadays is that they are steeped in opinion. And you don't know whether or not the person giving you a response to a question that you ask is even qualified to give you that information. Because a lot of these folks that respond on these message boards, they give out bad information. They just don't tell you the entire equation. Yeah, they leave pieces out. Now, for you science, engineering, and math people, you know that you cannot leave an element out of an equation, because if you do, well, the equation is not going to get you what you're trying to achieve, right? And for the rest of us that didn't do well in math, what I'm pointing out is this. If you have blind spots in your rearview mirror, you have to understand that those blind spots are there, and you have to do things to remedy those blind spots so that you can see the entire picture. Now, there are five things. Five absolute things that you need to take into consideration when you choose to invest in real estate. There are five fundamental concepts. But many people invest in real estate without even considering these five things. And these five things are dialed in to your personal goals and your objectives. In other words, where are you trying to get to? And what is this asset that you're considering purchasing going to do for you? How does it meet those goals and objectives? Now, let me talk about those five things real quick. The first thing the asset must do is it must produce for you cash flow. And you're saying, okay, what is cash flow? Well, cash flow is the money that is left over after you collect the rent on your property and you pay all the necessary expenses to include your mortgage, and what is left over is cash flow. Now, I'm going to burst somebody's bubble out there when I tell you this. Not every asset that you are looking at has the potential to provide you cash flow. As a matter of fact, if you're in San Francisco, man, you are just ecstatic if you can buy a piece of investment property that breaks even. I mean, that's like the big win, because property values are so out of whack with what rental income streams can provide for you. So the people out in San Francisco, you know what kind of investing they do? They invest for the second thing that you need to consider, which is appreciation. The fact that prices are going up and up and up. And we know for a fact that real estate tends to double in value every 20 years. It's faster in some places, it's slower in other places, but it tends to double in value every 20 years. Now, if you're investing for appreciation alone, you're missing out on all the other things. Now, the third thing that you can do is you can capture equity. In other words, what you do, instead of paying retail prices for a property or going out and buying what's called a turnkey property, in other words, something that somebody has already fixed up for you and they've put a resident into that property and executed a lease, and you buy that property and take over the management of that property, you're paying retail prices. So you're giving up the opportunity to earn additional equity in that property by buying the property wholesale, renovating the property yourself, finding the resident yourself, and then operating that property after that. And what you're doing is you're keeping your cost outlays low so that you're able to acquire that property for less money. And when I say acquire, I mean acquire and fix it up for less money than you would spend if you paid the retail price. The difference between those two numbers is additional equity that you capture in that property. Now, I'm going to throw something out there that I think just about everybody who owns rental property has the ability to obtain, except for people that own property free and clear. What I'm talking about is a thing called principal pay down. In other words, every month when your resident pays you and you pay the associated expenses on that property to include your mortgage, a portion of that mortgage payment goes towards principal reduction, which is increasing the equity that you have in that property on a monthly basis. Now, the reason that people free and clear, that own property free and clear, don't get the advantage of that is because they don't have a mortgage on the property. But here's the trade-off. They think, oh, well, you know, I own it free and clear, I get all that cash flow. Well, then you haven't sat down and figured out how much more effective your money would be if you actually took that money and applied it to multiple properties, owned and operated multiple properties, as opposed to one property. There are significant advantages to doing that. And then there's the tax benefits. And really, everybody gets the opportunity to take advantage of the tax advantages, which allows you to use something called depreciation to offset the income that you earn from your properties. But if your property's not producing any cash flow, what's the point? Yeah. So what I'm going to do today for the rest of the show is I went back to one of those websites and I'm going to read to you a question that somebody asked. And then I'm going to tell you all the bad stuff that people advise them to do. I mean, I can't even talk straight. I mean, here's another person that I just really want to reach through my computer screen and hug and help them out. And really what they should be doing is just coming to Lifestyles Unlimited so that we can teach them that better way. Stick around.
We'll be right back.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So here's a question that was posted by somebody that's interested in investing in real estate. And this is not at a Lifestyles Unlimited site or anything. As a matter of fact, we don't do chat boards and things like that. Many of you do look at these different chat boards, these different feeds on these different sites that are out that give you what you think is access to great information. But really what it is access just to information. See, that information could be right or it could be wrong. And if you don't know what right looks like, you don't know how to delineate between what is wrong and what is right. The post starts off like this. I mean, it's a very decent question. The poster says this. This may be a simple or dumb question. Okay, first of all, there's no such thing as a dumb question. The only dumb question that truly exists is the question that goes unasked. So let me just be very clear with that. Let me continue with the heading. But how does it ever make sense to buy single family rental property? And you may be pondering that exact same question. So here's what the poster says. I've been thinking about buying another house here in Texas, so the person's obviously in Texas, that I can rent out to hopefully generate some income. Okay, so this person is thinking about the fact that real estate has the ability to generate income streams for them. So right there, that tells me this person is seeking qualified information. But here's what they go on to say. I've been doing the numbers on properties I find, and it's always giving me a negative cash flow. I then tried looking at sites like, and I won't tell you the name of the site he looked at, and even their numbers agree. And what he does is he posts a link to one of those sites. You know, it's a real estate site that's designed to sell you properties, to make it easy for you to buy properties, to connect you with somebody that may or may not understand the mindset of a real estate investor who may have a license to sell property. So they post this property, and basically I'm just going to tell you what the property looks like. It's a property in the general San Antonio market. It doesn't look bad. It's a 1,320 square foot house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Looks like it has a 1-car garage, and it was built in the year 2000. So it's about 21 years old. And when you read through the caption that whoever's listing this property said, it says, fall in love with this updated 3-bedroom, 2-bath with 1-car garage. Home has been repainted and has new siding, new fence, new AC, new brick mailbox. Home is conveniently located on a corner lot with a large backyard near yada, 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 yada. Okay, what this person is looking at is something that is in very good shape. This property they're looking at is in good shape. It appears that somebody has gone in, maybe a real estate flipper, who's gone in and acquired the property for a wholesale price. They fixed the property up, they made it look nice, and now this property is available for sale. And our poster saw this property and said, that's pretty. Why don't I buy that? So let me get back to the rest of the posting. Oh, by the way, here's the thing I want you to keep in the back of your mind. What this poster is looking at is a property that is being advertised for retail pricing. That's right. The price that they had on this property was $170,000. And based on the comps that I ran on this property, that's actually a comparative price for that property in that particular neighborhood. That's the retail price, or as we like to call it, the ARV, the after repair value. Now, here's what the poster goes on to say. And this is where some of their confusion comes in. And maybe you're struggling with this too. So hopefully I can help you get through this. With 20% down and charging market rate rent, I'd be losing money for 5 years. I would eventually see approximately $100 annual cash flow profit in year five. Yeah, you heard me correctly. So based on the numbers that they ran, and I looked at their numbers, and their numbers are actually correct based on what the rents this property can command in that marketplace if this person bought that property at retail pricing and put 20% down. Then they go on to say this, and this is the best deal I can find on this site. You feel the frustration, right? Others have lifetime negative cash flow starting at approximately $1,000 to $8,000 negative cash flow in the first year. And then he posts another property that he was looking at up in the Austin, Texas area, which has a retail price of $318,900. Now, I didn't bother to run the comps on that because I just know for a fact, based on that price and what rents are in the Austin area, it doesn't balance out. Austin has become like a little mini California when it comes to single family housing. Yeah, it's just the way it is. Getting back to what this poster said, suddenly this idea seems like it doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, I'm with you. I think I know exactly what this person is feeling. What am I doing wrong or looking at wrong? Is buying a rental property with only 20% down foolish? Well, it depends. Seems like I'm better putting that money in stocks. No, not really. I'd like to own more property, but not if it's going to be a constant drain. Okay, so poster, here's the thing. You actually are dialing in on those five things that I talked about in the last segment of the show. You're concerned about negative cash flow. And because this particular property that you posted for $170,000 is showing you, based on the fact you're going to pay taxes and you're going to pay insurance and you're going to put a mortgage on the property because you said you're going to put 20% down, which is appropriate. And we believe in leveraging that property. But you're not willing to deal with negative cash flow. In other words, you do not want to pay money out of your pocket every month so that somebody else has a nice place to live. If you did that, you're effectively in business to lose money. And who goes into business to lose money? Now, don't say the United States Post Office, because I'd agree with you there. So your spidey senses that are telling you, man, this is not the way to do it, are correct. They're absolutely correct. That is not a good investment, unless you think real estate prices are just going to go up through the roof. But why would you put 20% down on a $170,000 property? I mean, let's talk about that for a second. So $170,000 property is about $34,000 in cash that you're going to put down just so that you can have a negative carry on your cash flow. Do you really need write-offs that bad? Because there are people that actually invest in real estate based on that premise. That's not how the multimillionaires at Lifestyles Unlimited do it. When we come back from the break, I'm going to explain to you a better approach to doing this. Stick around.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession. A crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So I was going to get into a discussion of some of the garbage that people are advising this person on this website, and I'm not going to do it because what I'm afraid I'm going to do is I'm going to put information into your head, which is not accurate, nor is it viable. And that's my point today. I'm trying to tell you that it is imperative for you to be correctly educated on how to invest in real estate. It's not a matter of saying, hey, look, man, I've got $34,000 burning a hole in my pocket. I can put that money down, 20% down. I could buy a $170,000 property that somebody already fixed up. At least it appears that they've fixed up. And then I can put a resident in that property and I can execute a lease and everything is going to be fine and dandy. When you go into real estate investing with that mindset, it's opening up Pandora's box for you because you just don't know what you just don't know. And when you don't know what you don't know, that stuff comes out of left field and just smacks you square in the face. Then you're stuck with, man, I don't know how to deal with this situation. How do I deal with this situation? So you deal with the situation the exact same way you dealt with the situation of buying the property. You go back to this website and you put a question in there. And then you look at all the varying answers that you get, and you make a decision on what the path forward looks like based off all of that information. And not all of that information is good information, nor is it accurate. So when Lee came on the show, he said, what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we really teach you a better way to do things. And what he's addressing is that we have members that come to Lifestyles Unlimited with absolutely no real estate investing experience at all. And that's totally fine. It is totally fine. We will teach you everything you need to know in order to be successful. As a matter of fact, people with no real estate investing experience, they're the easiest people to teach because they don't have bad habits like I had when I came to Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, see, I'm one of these guys that came to Lifestyles Unlimited owning some real estate and doing it wrong. I bought it wrong. I operated it wrong. I selected the wrong residence. I did, you know, if you could have done it wrong, I was that guy. And once I learned what right looked like, I was like, oh man, put that pride back in my back pocket and move forward. And I fixed what I had screwed up for years. We have people that come to Lifestyles Unlimited that actually have good investing habits, but they're missing pieces of the equation. Maybe they were specialized in working for an organization that operated apartment communities. So we teach them the rest of the story. We teach them what it's like to be on the owner's side because they've never experienced that. Without getting into a beatdown of some of this information, I'm just going to tell you what I would advise this poster to do. I think his price point of $170,000 is not a bad price point. I actually think that that's where decent properties in the San Antonio market are actually trading. They're out there. But here's the thing I would caution that person. Don't go and buy that property retail. And even though it looks like it's all fixed up, you don't know what was done correctly and what was done incorrectly. If you wanted to go and buy that property, the first thing you should do is spend a couple $100 and get an inspector out there to go through all of the systems. Get a disinterested third party's report on what is functional and what is not functional on that property. Because I will tell you this, there are people that buy dilapidated properties, put lipstick on a pig, put them back on the market. They say, oh, in the seller's disclosure, they go, oh, I didn't know that was wrong. You can't come after me for that. I only owned the property for 4 months. I think a better way is for you to understand the real estate investing game. And it's not really a game. It's really a philosophy and a practical application that will get you retired in the next 5 years. So what you need to look for are properties that have the potential to be worth $170,000. See, we call that the ARV, the after repair value. In other words, that property, when all fixed up, when it's correctly fixed up, should trade for about $170,000 in that marketplace, because that's what clean, functional homes in that marketplace are trading for. But I don't want you to find something that's already fixed up. I want you to find the house that has the potential. Right there is a shift in your mindset, because now you're like, oh, what does that mean? Well, it means you've got to find properties that are on sale, properties that you can buy for wholesale. And we teach you how to go about doing that work. Work is the wrong word, because what we teach you is how to cultivate the right relationships so that available properties are made available to you. There's actually a property that was provided to me not too long ago that I'm using as my analysis piece, because I actually reviewed a property very similar to this one that this person posted. It had an ARV of $170,000. Now, this property was pretty beat up, and I'm not going to get into the why, but I will just tell you this. It appeared that this property, nothing had ever been repaired on this property other than Band-Aid fixes along the way. So by the time this property became available on the marketplace, you could buy it for a wholesale price. As a matter of fact, the trading price for that was $102,000. So you'll buy that property for $102,000. And you're thinking, okay, well, so what do I do? Put 20% down on that? No, we're going to teach you how to effectively use a hard money loan, so that you're able to acquire that property and pay for some, if not all, of the repair expenses on the property within the confines of that loan. What that does for you is that allows you to use less of your money to get that property and renovate it. So let me just give you the numbers. This property, based on my analysis, it was going to be about almost $54,000 for all the repairs and the closing costs associated with doing this transaction. It was a fairly significant rehab. Probably was going to take maybe 2 months to get it done, possibly three, because there were a lot of things that needed to be addressed on this property. But here's the thing. The actual cash out of pocket that I would have expended had I bought this property would have been around $28,000, not $34,000. Like if I put 20% down on something that was all fixed up, I'm only putting $28,000 into this property. And that's a cool thing, because what that does for me is it allows me to capture over $14,000 worth of equity in that property. So what does that mean? Well, my total acquisition and repair costs, all of my costs associated with doing this deal, would have put me in right around, let me get my math right, about $156,000. But the property's worth $170,000. So that's that $14,000 of equity that I capture. That particular property rents for about $1,350, which is what the poster suggested. The cash flow on this property is going to turn out to be around $500 a month. It's actually $507 a month. Annualized, that's over $6,000 a year in income, which is actually offset by depreciation that I take on the property. So the amount of taxes that I pay on that income is very, very small. And there's no Social Security or Medicare taxes associated with that. It's just strictly ordinary tax. My cash on cash return is 22% if I do this deal. That's based on the fact I'm receiving over $6,000 worth of income per year, and the fact that I put around $28,000 into the deal. Now, I'm going to hold that property. I usually like to hold for 3 to 5 years. Just depends on the property, and also depends on the resident that's in the property. I'll hold them longer if I've got a great resident in there that wants to stay in that property. That property is going to go up in value. I'm estimating about $18,500 in value over the next 3 years. Yeah, folks, I'm telling you, there is a right way to do this, and it's not to go to a message board to figure out how to invest in real estate. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, and we'll show you how we do business. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.